He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the January 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We've got a split market. We have a split decision today with the votes for the Dow negative right now. The Dow is down 68 points. That works out to about 0.3%. To the downside, the Dow was at 24,507. But over at the NASDAQ, they're voting with their hand upwards. It's at 7,050. It's up 25 points this morning. The NASDAQ up almost 0.4%. And the S&P 500 kind of right in the middle right now. It's down a point. The S&P 500 is at 2,637. The Russell 2000 up 3 points. That's a 0.2% move to the upside. The Russell 2000 is at 1,457. Crude oil is up a nickel to $52.67 as gasoline prices have been heading up a little bit, kind of right around that $2 level still. However, gold is down $1.50 per ounce today. It's at $1,282 per ounce. Silver's up $15.36 per ounce. The euro is down a penny to 1.14 against the U.S. dollar. Interest rates going down a little bit this morning, down 4 basis points, kind of coinciding with the move downwards on the Dow. The bond market is moving up. The 10-year is currently at 2.71%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, in my Best Stocks Now app, which has about 5,100 stocks, ETFs, and mutual funds in it, the ones that I am most interested in are the ones that are rated B plus or better. Now, during the worst of times back in mid-December, late December, we got cleared down to only 35 stocks, and some of those were inverse funds ranked B plus or better. Now, my ranking and my grade, the grade is what I'm talking about here today, is derived by combining the performance, both including intermediate-term performance, short-term performance, and long-term performance, along with valuation. And there's some risk factors also thrown in to the equation. And I only had 35 back in. We're back up to 365 today. Now, that's a new record for this year. I've had as many as 600 or 700 in a really heated market. I remember back in 2017 when it seems like the market went up every single day. I think the biggest correction in 2017 was 4%. Well, we got a really spoiled, didn't we, in 2017, because I had a lot of whining and complaining with a couple of 15% sell-off last year in March, and then a 20% sell-off in November and December. A lot of investors not used to that, but cleared down to 35 B-plus or better stocks. I'm happy to report we're back to 365 B-plus or better stocks, and a lot of the former leadership stocks, best stocks now, are coming to the fore and moving up at the head of the parade. Yesterday we had just an uneven day. We had slight gains. There wasn't much going on. I tweeted, or I sent out a message at the end of the day to my live trading subscribers that I did not find anything new yesterday, although I gave them a couple of the most promising two stocks that I saw yesterday. We'll follow up on that today. We ended the day at the 50-day moving average. Let's just look at the S&P 500 real quickly from a technical point of view. Now, we're above the 50-day moving average on the S&P. The real struggle will come in when we start arriving at that 200. No, we're above the 200-day. Sorry, we are above the 200. We're not at the 50-day yet. The 50-day is clear up at 27.50, somewhere in there. So we don't have a whole lot of resistance. Looks to me like from a technical point of view, the market is poised to go higher. Well, what do we have going on today? We have more earnings coming in today. Next week's going to be a doozy of a week as it relates to earnings. By the end of this week, we'll probably have about 20 to 25% of the S&P 500 stocks in the books. And as I do every weekend, I will be updating my number. To me, that's the most critical number of all. It's been those earnings increases year after year for the last 9 years that has driven this market higher and has kept the bull market alive. And it's going to be earnings, if this bull market is going to continue, although it did dip into bear territory there for about a week or two in late December, if we're going to, we've crawled out of that, and if we're going to continue to go upwards, it's going to take earnings continuing to grow for the S&P 500. So I will be updating my numbers again this week because we have a lot more evidence. We have a lot more statistics. We have a lot more data now with all these companies that have reported this week. It's mostly been the financial sector and the transportation sector. We haven't really got, well, yesterday we got quite a few semiconductor stocks. And that's why you're seeing the NASDAQ today up 32 points, bucking the trend of the Dow. It was the semiconductor stocks yesterday that pretty much beat earnings. There were about four of them that I want to go through here today. And that's helping to lift the NASDAQ, the technology stocks today. Well, next week, China and the U.S. will have in-depth talks about economic and trade issues. When Chinese Premier Liu He visits the U.S., he's coming here. He's on our turf next week. And they will be hashing it out. On Wednesday, Kevin Hassett, who is a White House economic advisor, said he believes a trade deal could be reached by March the 1st. Well, on the other hand, Wilbur Ross, who is one of the main guys in there trading and dealing and arm wrestling with China, he says the U.S. is still miles and miles away. I can see for miles and miles, said Roger Daltrey, and Wilbur Ross can't see for miles and miles. That may just be a talking point, but he says the big ones that still remain are the intolerably big trade deficit and China's plan to dominate global high-tech industries, increasing their access to our intellectual property rights. Those are not negotiable, I would think. And I think that's the reason why you're seeing the Dow down just a little bit here today. That, Wilbur Ross's statement of us still being miles and miles away from a China trade deal. Well, Kevin Hassett also said yesterday, now he is on the Council of Economic Advisors, that there's a chance of no growth in Q1. Well, we're almost 4 weeks into Q1 2019. The estimate is for about 2.5% growth, but we have this nasty government shutdown continuing. And now we're being told that they're warning us, at least they're preparing us for a no growth quarter. So we shall see where that ends up. In the meantime, the State of the Union address has been postponed. Pelosi will not let Mr. Trump give it in her house. Well, maybe he can go to someone else's house that's big enough. I don't know. But they will not do the State of the Union until the government is reopened. I think that's looking more and more promising, however, that we will get the government maybe by tomorrow. We'll see. There's some bills that they're going to discuss today. There's news out of Europe. They're leaving interest rates alone. Does that surprise you? They're relying on monetary policy alone as they continue to increase taxes and they continue to get sluggish growth that could easily slip into recession over there in the Eurozone. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as the Dow goes positive. Hey, we'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, things continue to be sluggish over there in the Eurozone. In fact, the European Central Bank President Mario Draghi says the risk for the Eurozone economic outlook have now moved to the downside. Chaos in Venezuela. We are now recognizing a new leader down there, the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as Venezuela's head of state. Wow. And our diplomats have been ordered out. Maybe there's some hope coming for the Venezuelan people. Well, jobless claims, there's no sign of a looming U.S. recession here. We look at this report every Thursday. Guess what happened this week? A 50-year low. That's right. Initial jobless claims under 200,000. I can't ever remember. Well, it must have been 50 years ago. I was not in the market at that time. I was a babe. The jobless claims come in at 199,000 this morning versus a 218,000 consensus. The job market remains strong. Well, let's take a look here at our first big earnings report. Today it's a lot in the transportation sector. I don't have a lot of exposure to the transportation sector. There's also some automobile stocks. That's the first one we'll take a look at today. Ford. Ford reports earnings today. They miss by a penny, but they beat on revenue. So basically, call it neutral, I suppose. Ford stock is up 3.1% today. It's a $34 billion company. I always like to compare that with Tesla, which is a $49 billion company. Just look around the road today as you're driving home. How many Fords do you see? How many Teslas do you see? There's a little bit of sex appeal built into that price, that market capitalization of Tesla, and maybe a good dose of Elon Musk being a pretty good promoter. Tesla's a $49 billion company. Ford is a $38 billion company. Now, here is the problem that I have with Ford. 1% growth per year over the last 5 years. Well, you've heard me talk many, many times about slow growth companies. And if you don't have growth, where are you going to get capital appreciation from? You're not. I mean, if you look back at Ford 5 years ago, Ford was an $18 stock. Today it's a $9 stock. It's been cut in half. And if you go back 10 years ago, the stock is down over the last 10 years. It's currently trading at $8.62. But I know what the dividend hogs or the greedy dividend players are going to say. Well, Gunderson, it offers a 7.2% dividend yield. Well, you know, I guess you could look at this. Let's not forget that Ford, back in 2009, okay, during the financial crisis, Ford got down to $1.01. Now, there, I guess, was the time to buy Ford because it's back up to $8.32 since then. But there's just not any growth anymore. It is a non-growth company with a big fat dividend. You do with it what you want to do with it. It was $12 a share back in June of last year, and it's currently at $8.63, which wiped out your dividend and then some. So suffice it to say that Ford is not on my list of best stocks now. The next one, Tesla. CNBC reports Tesla round of job cuts made across the board. Big job cut announcement at Tesla. That's never a good thing. You know, that can be compared, I guess, to Apple and their big warning. When they start cutting the downline and the suppliers and workers, that means that the demand is not what they thought it would be. Shares of Tesla are down 18% since Friday's job cuts announcement and profit warning that Tesla gave. How is Tesla reacting to this news today? It is only down 0.5%, $286.11. You know, that thing is a trader, it seems like. It comes down to that 250 level, then it heads back to 400, then it comes back to that 250 level. As soon as we buy it at that 250 level, it will keep going lower, you know, and their earnings estimates are just all over the map. They lost $8.66 a share last year. Their loss, or 2 years ago, they lost $1.42 last year. They're expected to make $6.22 per share in 2019. I'll believe that when I see it. I just stay away from Tesla. Meanwhile, if you're driving around Snohomish County, Washington, be on the lookout for a self-driving delivery service, a little Amazon, about the size of a small cooler, will roll along the sidewalk at a walking pace. This has got to be weird. You know, dogs are going to chase it. I don't know. Is someone going to monitor it? It will roll up to a customer's door and open a hatch for package retrieval. Well, this is good. During field testing, a scout will be accompanied by an Amazon employee. Scout will deliver from Monday through Friday and only during daylight hours. Boy, it's that last half mile of delivery that everybody is frantically working on. But let's check in on Amazon here today. Yeah, Amazon, you know, it's not in a downtrend anymore. It's been moving higher. It's at $1,650 today. It's up $10 per share. It got clear down to $1,300 not too long ago, back in late December. It's back to $1,650. About a 20% move off of the bottom. I continue to own Amazon, which is expected to make $19.85 in earnings this year and $26.95 in earnings next year. Amazon will report a week from today. Put that on your calendar. That will be probably the biggest report of the entire quarter. We had Netflix last week. That was the big one. But I think Amazon at $804 billion in market capitalization will be even bigger. Okay, when we come back, a few more stocks reporting earnings here today. And I am lining up my featured stock of the day. That will be coming also. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have a positive Dow right now and a pretty good NASDAQ. Some pretty good earnings coming in on the technology sector here today, and that is boosting the NASDAQ. We had some other earnings. We mentioned Ford. We mentioned Amazon's little self-driving cooler, the size of a cooler, creeping along the sidewalk, following you home from work. Well, there's a package in there. Maybe it's for you. You never know. In the meantime, Boeing completes the air taxi's first successful test flight. Now, I'd have liked to have seen that. Maybe it's on YouTube or something. Boeing says it completed the first test flight of its autonomous air taxi, bringing it a step closer to making flying taxis for Uber a reality. Boeing. You know, Boeing continues to be, isn't that qualify it as a disruptive company? In 1 year, Boeing has progressed from a conceptual design to a flying prototype, says Boeing Chief Technology Officer Greg Hislop. But the flight only lifted off and hovered for a short time before making a controlled landing. The full flight lasted less than a minute. The company's passenger air vehicle prototype is battery-powered and designed to have a range of 50 miles. All right, it's coming. An air taxi. Boy, I'll tell you, that 405 freeway, that would sure come in handy there in Los Angeles on any one of their freeways, any one of their surface streets, for that matter. Bristol-Myers Squibb beats earnings by a dime. Oh, not one of my favorite stocks. It has been a little squishy over the years, as Squibb, but they did beat earnings. They are a member of the S&P 500, and the stock is up a half a percent, one half of 1% on that news. Raymond James of Financial, they beat earnings by 6 cents. They have a big presence down here in the Southeast. I want to say they're headquartered in Atlanta. Oh, St. Petersburg, Florida, actually. St. Pete, that's where Raymond James Financial is headquartered. Maybe a lot of those guys listen to my show on the way to work there on that Sarasota station down there. Raymond James Financial up 11 cents right now. Has not been a very good performing stock over the years. American Airlines beats by 3 cents. I had a question the other day. I was speaking at the Edisto Island Lions Club, a lively bunch. The question I had was, what do you think of the airlines? Well, you know, look at American Airlines. It's hitting a new 52-week low. It is up 6% today. The time to have bought American Airlines was back in 2013 when it was $1 per share. It's now $33 per share. Here again, lack of growth, L-O-G. It's a log jam. The growth at American Airlines, earnings growth over the last 5 years, negative 5% per year. You want companies, if you're a growth investor, you have to invest in growth companies. And American Airlines, negative 5% growth per year average over the last 5 years. Let's look at another airline in the news today. Southwest Airlines. It's having a good day. It's up 5.2%. Now, Southwest has been a growth stock. In fact, it was run by a Cracker Jack CEO, the late Herb Kelleher. Southwest has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 29% per year. So if you got to own an airline stock, I guess they run a pretty tight ship. I know they cram people in there. There's not room for one more person, not even a baby, on those full flights from Atlanta to Charleston, man. You are like, woo, squished in there. They call it the sardine flight. Southwest Airlines beats by a dime. beats on revenue. Let's see if they can figure out how to squeeze a couple more people. Maybe they can put some people in the aisles. JetBlue beats by 7 cents. I used to fly JetBlue. I haven't flown JetBlue. I used to fly JetBlue to New York from San Diego. Always had a good experience. It's been growing, but the stock hasn't been going anywhere. Now, the airlines, they were a buy maybe 7 or 8 years ago, but lately they've just been kind of going flatline for quite some time. I don't have any exposure to the airline stocks. Okay, one more transportation stock, and then we'll get into the more exciting stuff, the tech stocks. Technology, always a little bit more exciting than Ford. A little bit more exciting than the airline stocks, you know. Union Pacific. Now, there's an exciting. How about a train stock? The train stock Union Pacific, I've owned it in the past. Actually, it's been a pretty good company over the years to own. Their growth rate over the last 5 years has been 5% per year. Let me see where Union Pacific is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now app, where we now are back to 365 B-plus or better stocks. Union Pacific is currently ranked at number 88. I have a 70% upside value, 67.7 to be exact, and it's an A-minus performer over the years. Do you know that an investment in UNP 10 years ago has delivered an average of 25.6 per year? It's doubled the market returns over the last 5 years. It's doubled the market returns with the 15% average, while the market's delivered 7. Over the last 3 years, UNP has delivered 32, while the market's delivered 11 per year, almost tripling the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Union Pacific up 11.5%, while the market's down 5.7%. Dividend yield of 2.1%, headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, home of the Oracle. Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha. You know what? Union Pacific would definitely be. I do not currently own it, but it's looking good. Again, ranked number 88 out of 5,100. I would put this in the growth and income dividend category. The chart also looks good right now on Union Pacific. All right, let's see what else we have. Next week, we're going to have a lot of exciting stocks reporting earnings, including Amazon. Now we get to the technology stocks. We'll start with Texas Instruments, which has not been a very exciting stock over the years. They make good products. Yeah, you know, over the last 5 years, they've had decent growth. Now, let's see how that has translated into performance for Texas Instruments. 10-year average return, 23.9. There's nothing wrong with that. The market, 12.5. Over the last 5 years, TXN, 20% per year. The market, 7.3. Over the last 3 years, TXN's delivered 27% per year, the market 11, but it's taken a beating here over the last 12 months, down 18.3%. The chip stocks themselves have taken a beating. But I will say this, Texas Instruments, it looks like the downtrend is over from 118, clear down to 88. That's where it landed late December. And now the stock is starting to crawl its way upward. That would be another one to consider for a growth and income portfolio. The dividend yield is 3.2%. Texas Instruments yesterday ranked number 101 out of 5,063. Having a big day today. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing some green on the screen, especially in the NASDAQ today. It's the chip stocks, led by TXN, a $97 billion company, which is cracking above $100 per share again, headquartered in Dallas, Texas, where we're heard every day in Dallas on Salem's Financial Channel there in Dallas. And we'll be getting back to Dallas probably in April. We've got Scottsdale scheduled for March. Lamb Research, there's another chip stock. Now, that's an exciting chip stock. Lamb Research, that is a bold move. That thing is up 14.6. Hello, NASDAQ. That's one of the reasons why the NASDAQ is having a very good day today. Two chip stocks. There's a couple more, along with my featured stock of the day. When we come back, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just look at a few more of these earnings. We finished with Lam Research, which is a pretty important chip stock. They make the equipment for making chips. It's making a bold move here today. P.E. ratio of only 8. Where is Lam ranked in the Best Stocks Now app right now? I have owned Lam Research in the past. It is a very good company, one of the leaders in the industry over the last 10 years. Yeah, it's put up some big numbers, but the reason I do not own it now is the lack of momentum. It's down 34% over the last 12 months, but it's rising in rank. It was ranked number 103 yesterday out of 5,100. And it's up 13.7% today after they beat earnings by quite a wide margin. Also, another chip stock, Xilinx XLNX, which has also been a pretty good. Oh, man, that's a bold move there. New all-time highs, new 52-week high, new all-time highs today. For XLNX, a $27 billion company headquartered in San Jose, the show will be returning to that area on KDOW. I think on February the 1st, it will be heard at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on KDOW in the Bay Area, in the Silicon Valley area. Xilinx, how does it rank in the Best Stocks Now app right now? XLNX, Xilinx over the last 10 years, very good returns. 3 years, very good returns. 12 months, very good returns. The problem I have with Xilinx is valuation because it's a fairly slow grower. Over the last 5 years, 4% per year, but it is defying its growth record today. Stock up 19%, hitting a new all-time high. Well, maybe my valuation will go a little bit higher here now that they have come in and beat earnings. I would say this about the S&P 500. I haven't seen anything this quarter so far that would make me think that S&P 500 earnings expectations for this quarter are going lower. I've seen in most companies, maybe 75 to 80% of the companies that have reported so far have beat earnings. If anything, I think maybe the earnings expectations may go a skosh higher for this quarter and the next quarter coming up, or the one that we're currently in. Teradyne, another chip stock. It reports earnings. Huge day there. No wonder the NASDAQ's up today. Clinging to a gain. It's losing a lot of its gain right now. Up just 15. Teradyne up 13.3%. One more. STM Microelectronics, which I have owned in the past. They make a lot of chips for the autonomous car industry. Also, Apple iPhones. STM beats by a nickel. They beat on revenues, and that one's up 10.6. I think there was a lot of short interest in these chip stocks, and they are having a very good day. One other one I would mention here, Wedbush upgrades Palo Alto Networks and raises their target price by $40 per share to $265. I featured Palo Alto. They must be listening to my show. Palo Alto is having another good day today, up 1.5. Now, for my featured stock of the day, it comes not from the chip sector, but from the healthcare sector, WellCare, WCG, which is a managed healthcare company headquartered in Tampa, Florida. It is a $13.7 billion company. They've been growing by 28% per year. That's their earnings over the last 5 years. It's a mid-cap stock. I own it in my aggressive growth portfolio. It is currently trading at $274.52 per share. I have it valued at $500 per share 5 years from now, which gives it 83% upside potential. That meets my criteria of at least 80% or more upside potential. It has been a superior performer. It's an A+, one of the top performing stocks in the market over the last 10 years, 36.7 per year, tripling the returns of the market with no guarantees going forward. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 31% per year, while the market's delivered 7.3. And over the last three, I want to say this is the one that Rick Scott, who's now Senator Scott, was the CEO of. I know it was one of those Florida healthcare companies. Over the last 3 years, WCG, 55% per year, market 11. And over the last 12 months, WCG up 24%. This stock is currently ranked at number 135 out of 5,063. It is one that I own. It is not a recommendation. It's an example of what I call the collision of valuation, decent valuation, 80% or more upside potential, and terrific alpha performance, relative strength, whatever you want to call it, in the past, with no guarantees going forward. Well, we're off to a very busy start here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've been processing a lot of new account paperwork. We have Waddell, Scott Waddell, talking to folks in Washington, Hawaii, Utah, Idaho, California, Arizona, those parts, the West. We've got Edie in Scottsdale setting up appointments with us. We've got Bart Bailey up the center of the country. He's right there in one of my favorite places to go in Minneapolis. You can actually sit down and meet with Bart face-to-face. He has all kinds of designations after his name. He is a certified financial planner, spent quite a bit of time with Fidelity. Scott Waddell was with Merrill Lynch for 13 years. And, of course, I'm out here on the East Coast in the Southeast, 22 years in the business. Bill Gunderson, if you'd like to talk to us about our different portfolios that I run, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or start off with the newsletter. Go to GundersonCapital.com. There's a lot of information, a lot of information in that weekly newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.